Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Join us today as we take a trip back to beautiful Orcas Island in Washington State. Well, this is your teacher, Doris Broom, Pamonghui, and I might get a little homesick talking about this place because it's one of my favorite places near Seattle. I think it's been great to have this article on Orcas Island. What do you think, Brian?
I think it's great to learn about all the nature there, especially the birds. I'm a big bird fan, and ospreys are one of my favorite birds, so it's neat to learn about that and the other geographic diversity there.
How come ospreys are one of your favorites? They don't have ospreys back in Chicago where you come from, do they?
Well, I lived in Carolina and Virginia for about 8 years. So,
did they have them there?
Oh, yes. And they build very distinct nests, a lot of times up on power poles made with giant sticks. And
wow.
You can hear them. Almost sounds like a human screaming sometimes when you hear the babies.
Hmm.
So it's they're quite distinct birds.
They're huge birds, are, and they love to catch fish, don't they?
They really do.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm so glad that we have Amanda with us because, like I mentioned to her yesterday, this place reminds me an awful lot of New Zealand.
So it is also making me a little homesick, Doris.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, I just really love talking about nature as well. I love being in nature when I get the opportunity and just to be, for me, I think an ideal scene is just to be on a green grassy hill listening to birds singing and the breeze, you know, blowing.
What about those little cute little black-faced lambs coming running across?
Bleating, yeah.
They're kind of fun too, aren't they?
They would be great as well and fun to play with perhaps, yeah. So I'm really enjoying this article so far.
Well, you know, most people don't have a chance to see, like, if you wake up early in the morning, there'll be deer in the yard.
Mm.
And they are so beautiful. They have this great big brown soft eyes. I don't know how people can shoot deer. They're so beautiful, you know.
Yeah, they look at you so cutely.
Or if you're biking along the path or walking along there, these cute little rabbits will just be hopping all around and you just want to pick them up. They're so furry. But they're all wild rabbits. They have a lot of wild rabbits up there on the San Juan Islands.
Mm. I'm looking forward to learning more about it today.
Mm. Mm. You know, some of my Chinese friends say, how chi, when they see them, I say, you leave those rabbits alone, you know. But rabbits, they're so beautiful. And all these animals and creatures are. But they're trying to preserve a lot of that. And this area is in what we call the San Juan Islands. That's kind of a Spanish kind of a word, isn't it? San Juan Islands. But it's in the northern part of Washington State, right on the border of Canada. And, of course, if you cross into Vancouver, B.C., they have a lot of beautiful islands that are just the same, really, because that whole area is not divided necessarily by the country, but it's just the way it is. It's a beautiful area. In the northwest of the United States, in the northwest in Canada, are beautiful places to visit.
They are, and I've heard that, Doris, that the climate there is very unique, too.
Yes, because they have a Japanese current that comes down that's warmer water that they don't have in the New York side. It's colder there in the winter, but this warm current in the ocean keeps it from getting too cold. It gets cold, a little snow, but not as cold as it does in the East Coast.
That's unique.
Mm-hmm. Very unique.
It's a beautiful area. And, of course, lots of wild flowers and wild berries. We can eat huckleberries and blackberries. And the bears even like to eat berries. Bears don't want to eat people. They eat berries mostly. Don't worry about
better.
The bears. Yeah. They get scared if people get too close to them, just like we get scared of them.
Yeah.
But this is a beautiful place, and we're going to find out more about it. Where are we going to start today?
We're going to start at Mount Constitution, which is the most famous geographic feature on the island.
And that's on page 12, isn't it? Let's just take the first paragraph of today's lesson, which is the last paragraph on page 12, and talk about that first. Let's read it first.
Catching the highlights. The island's most famous geographic feature is Mount Constitution, the San Juan's highest point at 2,400 feet, is the crowning glory of 5,000-acre Moran State Park. Visitors can drive, or ambitiously bike or hike, up to a stone lookout tower offering views of snow-clad Mount Baker and soaring eagles, along with eagle-eye views of boats of all sizes threading among islands spread below like blue-green lumps of clay waiting for a sculptor.
Well, I like the idea of all these little boats that you see going around among the islands. In fact, a lot of my relatives, my nieces and their husbands and all, they have boats, and they'll go up there and they'll stay all night or two or three nights. They just have their own boats go up there. They don't take the ferries. They love it. And a lot of people in Seattle have boats. In fact, people have a house and a car and a boat. It seems like a boat is something you really have to have when you're on the West Coast.
It'd be nice to come and go as you please.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's fun to think about all the things you can see there. But what is the most famous geographic feature for this island, for Orcas Island?
We see that is Mount Constitution. And it is Samoan's highest point. It's 2,400 feet high. And it is the crowning glory of the 5,000-acre Moran State Park. Crowning glory, most beautiful.
So most beautiful, right. Now, 2,400 feet doesn't sound that high for a mountain, but it's still a mountain, right?
It's still a pretty good size, especially I've done a lot of hiking, and if you go from sea level to 2,400 feet, that's quite a hike.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a tall mountain by any stretch, but it is, it's a fair mountain. You can probably see a lot from up there.
Well, the way they have designed all these paths, have bike paths and people paths, and cars can drive up there, and it's a big, big place, 5,000-acre state park, where they have places where you can stay and where you can eat and have picnics and little tables. And it's just a fun place to take your family. The kids love it. And if you're sitting there eating your picnic lunch, you'll see squirrels running up and down the trees and everything. Really fun.
Very cute. Make sure they don't eat your lunch.
Oh, no. The squirrels, they kind of wait until you're gone and see what you left, you know. But when you get up there to the very top, what do you see at the top of the mountain when you get there?
Well, you have a view of snow-clad Mount Baker and soaring eagles.
Okay.
So from the stone lookout tower is a place that you can look out from.
Right. You can go there and take pictures, and you can just see all over. And when you look over there, you see that beautiful Mount Baker. It always has snow on it. It's just a beautiful mountain. And the Mount Baker is just right across from Canada. It's very close to Canada.
So it's part of Canada.
Mm-hmm. It's on the United States, but I mean it's just on the border there.
Okay.
But when you're up on Mount Constitution, you can also look farther north and you can see into Canada. It's kind of fun. Here you are looking into Canada. It's kind of fun.
You realize you're not that far away.
No.
So you can see soaring eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen them when you were up there?
Eagles are so beautiful. You see a lot of eagles in Washington State, many different places. And one thing about eagles is that they soar, they fly around, and they're looking for something to eat. And they see something in the ocean, and they're so high up. I mean, you know how hard it is if you wanted to look across the street, you want to see a donut shop. How many donuts could you see in there? Not very many.
Not many.
But these eagles are way up high, and they can look down in the water, and they see a fish, and they dive down. So we say they have eagle's eyes. They have some of the sharpest eyes, much better than ours.
Right.
That's right. They can see all the details from hundreds of feet up in the air. It is quite amazing.
Haven't you heard people talk about this eagle eye?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure.
Somebody has an eagle eye. That means, boy, you are really sharp. You can see things.
Very good vision. And here we get to see an eagle eye view of the boats from these this lookout. So obviously this person may have some good vision as well. And boats of all sizes.
Right. Little sailboats and launches and private boats and ferry boats. And all kinds of people like to take their own boats up there. And you have a place to park them at night. You can park your boats there, a little anchor them. And then you can take your bicycles off your boat and go around and see things. It's a nice way to live, to go up and sail around those islands.
Very relaxing.
Mm-hmm. So, but when you look down below, they just look like clumps of clay because, you know, they're so far away. We don't have eagle eyes, so we don't see them as well as the eagles do, I think, right?
That's right. So this author here is very artistic again, Doris, and describing these islands that are spread below as blue-green lumps of clay waiting for a sculptor. So sculptors are people who take the clay and form it into pots and other things. So again, very artistic writing.
Right. And that's a very artistic place too, because these islands do have little art galleries where people paint pictures and they exhibit their pictures there, and nice photographic pictures of nature, birds, of animals, of deer, and they like to show those. So you can have a good time just going around looking at the shops and, of course, buying souvenirs too. You can buy souvenirs even though it's countryish. But they do have a lot of souvenirs, and they have a lot of places to eat, and it's kind of fun. You can have clam chowder or pizzas, and I think there's even Chinese restaurants up there now.
Wow, that's so a lot of culture.
You can eat a lot of different things up there, right?
There you go.
Let's go over to the next page and read through line 14.
These days, another landmark beckons hikers, bikers, and equestrians, thanks to local conservationists' 2006 purchase of Turtleback Mountain, which occupies a chunk of the island's western half. From a distance, it looks like a turtle with a dark green shell and the hump of a head at one end. The late Weyerhaeuser tycoon and one-time Boy Scouts of America president Norton Clapp owned it for many years as a retreat with only a tiny cabin at the top. It is truly the most iconic property on the islands because it's the most visible from all the islands. From San Juan, Lopez, and Shaw, it's this beacon, said Lincoln Borman, director of the San Juan County Land Bank, as he led me up one of the trails developed by his agency, which manages Turtleback's 1,576 acres as a nature preserve.
So first we talked about Mount Constitution. It's a must. Everybody must go there. What is the second place you must go?
Turtleback Mountain.
Now, that sounds pretty interesting. Turtleback. It looks like a turtle, and we look at things and look at the shape, and it reminds us of certain things. We have the Horseshoe Island and the Turtleback, so it's all kind of like nature, isn't it?
That's right. So it must have the look like the shell of a turtle.
Well, what would want make you want to go there to that place?
Well, it beckons hikers, bikers, and equestrians because of the things you can see there. So
what equestrians, what do they do?
They ride horses.
So where do you think they get the horses?
Perhaps they could rent them?
That's right. You can rent a horse if you want to. You can rent a horse, and they have horseback rides. They have somebody go along with you and show you the trails. It's really fun. If you like to go horseback riding, you can do that too.
That's right, and it's all thanks to local conservationists who in 2006 purchased Turtleback Mountain. Of course, conservationists are people who are active in looking after the environment or preserving it. And so thanks to them, we're able to do these things on the mountain.
Well, it mentions here that the late Weyerhaeuser tycoon and the one-time Boy Scouts president of America, Norton Clapp, owned it for many years. A lot of these islands were owned by people. The Weyerhaeuser Corporation is a big timber company that owns a lot of things in the Northwest, not only forests, but they own buildings. They own all kinds of things now. It's a Christian family, and they often donate. They even donated to television programs in Taiwan.
That's
and,
great.
It's a good family. But anyway, they have a timber company there. And their company owns a lot of outdoor places. So they bought this island many years ago, and this president, Norton Clapp, owned it. But now it's a retreat, and a lot of these places, they're buying them over from the government and making them a place that are safe for the environment. So you can't kill the animals and cut down the trees. They're trying to save it and keep it pristine.
Right, yeah. And it says, we see here there's a statement, it is truly the most iconic property on the islands because it's the most visible from all the islands. So you're able to see it from different parts of the area.
Right. From all the different islands from San Juan, which is where Friday Harbor is, which is the most well-known place. A lot of people go up to Friday Harbor. There's jazz clubs there and everything going on at Friday Harbor.
Wow.
Oh, it's a big kind of a hot spot in a way, you know, of all of these places. But then there's Lopez Island. Lopez Island is full of birds. You'd love that. And
oh, yeah.
There's bike trails. All of these islands have their specialty. But this one here can be seen. It's like a beacon, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes you think of a lighthouse with a gigantic light on the top of a tower. It's a signal that can be seen for many, many miles around.
Right. And this man, Lincoln Borman, he was the director of the San Juan County Land Bank. He led him up one of the trails developed by his agencies. So they developed these trails so that people can enjoy it and they'll know where to go. They won't get lost and they won't destroy the environment.
Yeah, and it's refreshing to see that they're developing these things as opposed to developing a lot of hotels and motels and things like that. So it's neat to see that people really care about these islands.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's not as big as Moran State Park. That's 5,000 acres. But this one is 1,576 acres, and it's a nature preserve. You can't shoot anything or kill anything, which is good. I like that.
That is good, so that you can enjoy their company while you're there on the mountain. I think it would be really amazing to hike up or bike up. I mean, it would be a challenge to bike up, but to hike up and enjoy just what there is to offer on Turtleback Mountain, especially the view. To be able to see all those islands around you, that must be breathtaking.
It is, and I think it's one of the – and the air is very fresh and crisp and clean, and people just love to go there and feel like, oh, this is the way the world should be.
Right.
Really. Yeah. Good, fresh, clean air.
Mm.
So we have one more section here that we're going to read. Let's read that section for the last section, starting in line 15.
Trails meander up through fir and hemlock woods and break out into steep meadows of dry grass dotted with glacially scraped rocks and gnarled gary oaks. There's Tip Top Mountain and Speedon Island and Yellow Island, Borman recited fondly as he looked out at views to the northwest. New in the past year, the Lost Oak Trail, built by volunteers and the Washington Conservation Corps, creating almost 7 miles of trails on the mountain.
Well, trails don't just go straight ahead. No, they meander. They go around the corners and up and down. And you go through all kinds of fir trees there. I love fir trees. They're so beautiful. I have so many of those. Do you have fir trees in New Zealand or not?
I think we do, yes.
Yeah, they're lovely trees. Mm-hmm. And the hemlock and different trees, hemlock woods, and tells you about different kinds of, this is the gnarled gary oaks. That's the name of a kind of an oak tree. And that oak tree has a lot of, well, they remind me in a way of the banyan trees because the way those roots kind of are gnarled like that. There's big knots.
Yeah, they're kind of in swirled shapes.
Right.
Mm. That's right.
But you can see all kinds of different kinds of trees and glacially scraped rocks. At one time, the ice glaciers were there and got these rocks all scraped. There's a lot of interesting things to look at just around without thinking of the ocean.
That's right. So, and all these phrases here, especially glacially scraped, reminds you that the nature here is very active. It's not just sitting still. There are things going on. Creatures are living, and boy, it's quite a natural place.
So that's another place you might want to see. You better take this article with you when you go and travel. They say, well, I need to go to Moran State Park, and I have to go to Turtleback Mountain. But there's also Tip Top Mountain. I don't want to miss that. Oh, boy, let's find out where else we can go.
And we can go to Speedon Island.
And Yellow Island.
Oh, there are many different islands we can go. And this is Lincoln.
You better stay more than one weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe a whole month.
Right.
And this is Lincoln Boren, the director whose agency manages Turtleback. And he's talking about these other mountains. He recited fondly about the other mountains as he's looking out at this view over the northwest.
So he himself just really loves it. He wouldn't live there, I guess.
Mm. Oh, sure. Right. And he's also talking about these new trails that have been developed, the Lost Oak Trail. So even now, they're still developing new trails that meander around these islands.
But you notice that this was built a long time ago by volunteers of the WSCC. Now, a lot of people don't know much about that, but during World War II, at that time, President Roosevelt started what they called the WCC, people who didn't have jobs. Nowadays, when people don't have jobs, they get money from the government. They give them money because they don't have a job.
Right.
But under President Roosevelt, they had to work for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they would belong to the WCC, and they had to develop the roads. They had to develop the forests, the trails, and the woods. And all these people, they had a certain costume uniform, and they got paid for it, but they didn't get paid if they didn't work.
Right.
Kind of was a good idea, I think.
Mm-hmm. It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Maybe we should try that again.
And it would be good. And they didn't have a job, so the government gave them a job, but they worked and they got the money. They didn't just say you don't have a job. Maybe you're a computer engineer, but you could still go and work on the road. And that's kind of good for you sometimes.
Right. To take a break.
And they did. Different. They developed all kinds of things. They made trails in the mountains and in the woods, helped the roads, helped their infrastructure in the United States because the government paid their salaries.
Right. And I think it's here we see that they created almost 7 miles of trails on the mountain. I mean, I think what a beautiful way. You know, you work a little bit at creating and helping keep the environment around you beautiful. At the same time, you get to be in an amazing environment.
Right. And besides that, a person is earning money and working instead of somebody giving it to you. I think the system is good. If a man really wants a job and he wants to work, that's good. But that just say, well, I don't have a job, pay me. So I think the system was good.
Mm-hmm.
We need more of those things nowadays.
Sure. And creating 7 miles of trails would take you quite a while. I used to work in a wilderness camp, and just to create, oh, I don't know, maybe half a kilometer of trails would take you a couple weeks. So
right. That's
quite a job.
Well, they had a lot of people working on them, you know. But
right. Those
trails are still good. So you can go on these beautiful trails. They're all marked. There's signs on them. There's directions and arrows and all kinds of things. And there's even places along the way where they have water. You can get water and so
forth. They really look after you.
Mm-hmm. So that sounds like a fun thing. Well, you know, we do have a little skit to go along with our lesson today. We're going to have our a little skit now, and then we'll come back and finish up the lesson.
Well, I don't know if I have ever seen such beauty in my life before. Ah, just lovely.
Oh, thank you so much, David. So kind of you to say that. I know, this time you aren't referring to me, right?
Well, you and the scenery around me. I am smitten with the pristine scenery in this part of the world. But, Sarah, I am always smitten with you, sweetie.
Yes, the San Juan Archipelago is quite the place to visit, and it even looks like a number of people find this place. Well, so down to earth that they want to settle here.
I truly like Orcas Island. For me, well, I guess it is the roll of the land with its hills and dales. You can feel tucked away in this part of the world. I quite like that.
I think for me, it would be the culture and the residents' concern for sustainability. I just find that very appealing.
Sarah, would you ever like to, say, settle here in our latter years?
Well, now, David, that would be something to consider, I think. However, I wonder if I would begin to bemoan life here and crave the fun and busy life of the city.
Well, this could be a welcome change for both of us. The crowning glory to lives well led. What do you think?
David, while I am not ready to make the decision yet, that is, goodness, I am only 50 years old. There is a beacon of hope that I can still adjust to new surroundings.
Well, that sounds positive and hopeful. Thank you for that, Sarah. Hey, how about we meander over that way and check out that large rhubarb patch? I never see that grown anywhere around in Taipei.
Sure, and while we're at it, how about we pick some? Carol tells me she loves to make strawberry rhubarb pie, and well, I would love to try that type of pie, wouldn't you?
Oh, for sure. Why would we ever pass up a scrumptious opportunity like that?
Well, You know, there's so many places you can go. I kind of like taking the ferry and having your own car when you get there. But when you get there, you know, you can actually, it only takes you a short time, 50 minutes. It's not very long, but an hour to get there from this one place just north of Seattle. You can get there. And you can also see the websites that tells you what time everything goes and the ferries and so forth. But a lot of people like to go to a place. They even take airplanes up there, business people.
Right.
That just takes them a short time. They go to the Rosario Resort. You might want to check all that on the web.
That's right. We see it's in West Sound or Deer Harbor, so they have different options. And maybe that's a quick way. You know, you finish work pretty late on a Friday, so then you can just take the plane up there. And they have other ways of getting around the island as well.
That's right. You could even go as a walk-on passenger. So if you don't want to take your car to the island, you can get on the ferry as a walk-on passenger and use the Orcas Island summer shuttle.
Right, and there's buses and places to stay and things like that. But it's very good to check out the websites. In fact, if you will just Google something like Orcas Island or San Juan Islands, you'll have all kinds of videos and things on YouTube, and you can see some of the things we've been talking about.
Sounds like a great trip.
Because the websites really do show you a lot of what it's like up there. So I think it's a good thing for you to consider maybe taking your vacation that's coming up this summer or the spring. Try to go over there to Washington State.
I know for me that it's beckoning me to want to go up to the mountain, just the top of Turtleback Mountain and see the view.
I wish we could take a whole trip of Studio Classroom students together. Wouldn't that be fun?
Let's do it.
Yeah. Well, we have done some tours in different places in the world. It's kind of fun to go with your friends. Mm-hmm. But remember, if you like nature, that's a place where you can see flowers, birds, animals, and maybe even these killer whales go by.
Wow.
In fact, most people do go there to watch the whales. Mm. Quite an exciting place.
Those would be huge animals.
Mm-hmm. So today, we've talked about some of the highlights. The first one was Mount Constitution. Mm-hmm. Grand State Park.
Turtleback Mountain.
Turtleback Mountain. And some of the other places. Tip Top Mountain.
Spiden Island.
Spiden Island is a very, very interesting place. Oh, there's so many places to explore. So put this on your list of places to go sometime. And
yes,
don't forget, we have one more day, don't we?
We sure do.
So we'll see you tomorrow.
Come back tomorrow.
Okay. Bye,
see you
everybody.
Then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.